The Secrets of Pain, Merrily Watkins Mysteries, Book 11. Written by Phil Rickman and read by Emma Powell.
The house was right next to the road, wherever the road was. And out in front there was a woman. Not exactly dressed for the weather, thin cardigan all lumpy with snow, stumbling about in Bronwyn's lights and the blinding white hell, waving her arms. And they were going to run her down, cut her in half.
Gomer!
Danny roared.
No!
The snow was coming down like rubble now, had been this past 4 hours. And if Danny couldn't see through it, there was no chance that Gomer could. When Bronwyn lurched and the snow sprayed up, Danny was thinking,
oh Christ, it'll be all blotched red.
Then they'd stopped. Apart from Bronwyn's grumpy chuntering, there was silence. The front door of the house was wide open. Yellow light splattered over the snow like warm custard on ice cream. Some of it reaching Gomer, sitting at the wheel in his old donkey jacket, with his cap and his sawn-off mittens and his muffler, and the snow light in his glasses.
What we done?
Danny heard his own voice, all hollow.
What we done, Gomer?
Oh, God. Leaning on his side door, breaking through the crispy layer of snow. New tractor, out for the first time with the snowplow. This superhero routine of Gomer's, coming out in the dark to clear, for free, the roads that Hereford Council wouldn't go near. Well, you learn to live with that. But how long before he was a danger to other folks and himself? You asked Danny, it was starting to look like the time had come. A slapping on the door panel, Gomer's side.
Who's that in there?
Danny went, oh, sagging in blind relief. It was her. Gomer, meanwhile, totally relaxed, was letting his window down, the ciggy glowing in his face.
We help at all?
Dies of frostbite, what do we care, long as he's bloody warm?
The woman, entirely alive, glaring up at the cab, hair all white and wild.
Not you, him in there, look!
Glancing behind her, just as the front door of the farmhouse got punched shut from inside and the warm light vanished.
Ain't that typical? He won't do nothing except toss another bloody block on the fire. Serves the buggers right. Let him get the selves out. Then back to his beer.
She was standing back, snow over the tops of her wellies, squinting. Then she went,
Gomer? Ah, Gomer said. Sarah, is it? Gomer Parry Planire. Thought you was long retired, boy.
Danny was too cold to smile. Gomer had an angry puff on his roll-up. Long as the old boy had his ciggies, the cold never seemed to bother him. At least, not as much as the idea of folks thinking he was too advanced in years to be driving heavy plant through a blizzard. His voice was distinctly gruffer as he drew out the last half-inch of ciggy.
Problem, is it, girl?
Some fool in a car, it is.
This Sarah said.
Come whizzing clean off the road, on the bend back there, slides across, crashes through the gate and straight down the bloody hill.